Now, the stock market in China is going through a record-breaking bull run. Warnings of a bubble are growing, with foreign brokerages warning investors to stay away, yet money continues to pour in. NPR's Louisa Lim reports from Shanghai.
This is the sound of fortunes being lost and made. Inside a securities brokerage, shares are being bought and sold as people tap their transactions into computers. Shanghai's benchmark index is rising at a sizzling rate, 130% last year, compared to the Dow Jones, which climbed only 16%. Among the investors here is a 74-year-old wearing a woolly hat, padded boots, and spectacles mended with sticky tape. He gives his name as Mr. Wang, and he seems to relish talk of a bubble.
It's basically gambling. Company reports are unreliable. There's a lot of misinformation. If there was no bubble, there would be no investors.
And the scene here resembles nothing more than a seniors club. Old ladies knit as they track the flickering numbers. Others sip tea. As China's stock markets climb, new money is flooding in. Every day this week, 90,000 new trading accounts were opened. Tan Feng Gang was among the first batch of investors to plow money into China's market in 1994. He fears these new investors are riding for a fall.
These new investors don't analyze the fundamentals. They just know it went up today, it's going up tomorrow. They just rush in blindly. But you can't work the stock market blindly.
He expects turbulence ahead. And there are signs the regulators are worried too, issuing a series of warnings. China's Security Journal says it's becoming a consensus that a bubble is inevitable. But not everyone agrees. Before this, share prices had spent 5 years in the doldrums as China's communist leaders grappled with much-needed stock market reforms. Peter Alexander from research specialist Z Ben Advisors says finally the mood has changed.
What we've seen is that investor confidence has returned and that bank deposits right now are very low in terms of what you can get from interest. You get about 2%. So this offers a real viable alternative. So I don't think it's a bubble in the strictest sense of the terms. Do I think that that the market may have gotten ahead of itself? Yeah, probably.
Others have doubts about the very nature of China's stock market.
To me, it is still a fake market in the sense that it doesn't match the Chinese economy, which is increasingly in the hands of entrepreneurs, and the market is still primarily in the hands of the state.
Andy Rothman is a China strategist at the investment bank CLSA. He says the government needs to speed up its reforms.
What you've got in China, in effect, is the world's largest communist party betting its future on the success of the private sector, entrepreneurs. Yet they don't have access to the stock market or the banking system. So that bet can't pay off unless these changes are made. So I think the odds are good. The only question we don't know is how long is that going to take?
A word of advice from the analysts. It's dangerous to bet against China. Today's statistics show China's economy is still growing faster than expected. If it continues to grow at the same rate, China will be the world's third largest economy as early as next year. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Shanghai.